And here I am again. It's the news, according to me. Well, good morning once again, if it's morning where you are. Otherwise, it's evening or afternoon, whatever it is for you, or good night. It's 5:45 Eastern Standard Time. I'm still in, of course, I'm in Appleton. If you've been paying attention to the previous shows, you would know I'm in Appletown, Wisconsin, where it's actually above freezing right now, which is kind of unusual. I see people out, they're out swimming and barbecuing. It's 34 degrees. This is their summer, I guess. It's their summer break right now. We have, it's supposed to get back down to one. Don't worry. It'll get back down to 1 degree again in a couple days. I guess there's a snowstorm, a couple snowstorms that have moved through the country. One of them was on the East Coast, and everyone was out there kind of snowed in. And the biggest problem that they had was, they said it was snowed in. I saw drone footage. They were taking drone footage, showing all this footage of people with snow on the ground out there. Big deal. And then the biggest problem was people couldn't, they were getting snowed in and they couldn't get out to find out or to pass the news along about what was in my cup. What's in my cup is it's remarkable. This is the last of my sweet tea from Chick-fil-A. It's not in a cup. It's in a thermos, still in a thermos, which is probably why it's still fresh. It's in a thermos. I don't think there's any ice in there anymore, though. It sounds like the ice is gone. But it does taste good. And it makes a lot of noise when I put it on the table, which is nice. That really, I'm sure that helps you as a listener. Because this show is all about you and you listening to me and my opinions. That's what this is all about. Has nothing to do with what you think about my opinions. It's just about me and my opinions. And that's all there is. That's why apparently there's no way to comment on my show. I haven't figured that out. There's probably like a 10,000 comments somewhere in a box somewhere that somebody has left from all over the world that I haven't figured out how to read yet. I need to find a third grader to show me how to do this technical stuff. I have a couple of things that have been going on. This is going to be a fairly short show because I've got some other work I need to get accomplished. I actually do have unlike you, I have work to do. So this is not going to be a very long show, unfortunately, today. I've had an interesting day. I've listened to a few different news things today. Probably the biggest one that has stood out is what's going on in Canada right now with the truckers. It's very interesting, I must say, that Trudeau, the prime minister there, whatever he is, the prime leader, whatever, he's no minister, that's for sure. He happened to get COVID now, I guess. Going to be out for a few days. Now, what's funny about that is in the town where he lives, or at least where one of his homes is, he had to leave town. Because in that very town, is basically shut down right now, by the way, because the truckers from all over Canada have come to protest. This is a pretty serious deal, I guess, in Canada. You don't really have the right to protest there the way you do here. There's some issues. And it's not the same thing that they have there that we have here. These guys are putting their livelihoods on the line doing this. If the police wanted to, now they probably won't because they realize it's a losing battle at this point. They could walk through and start giving these guys tickets and literally taking away their livelihoods, because a ticket in Canada as a commercial truck driver is basically the equivalent of losing your job in most cases. Now, some of the employers, of course, the employers will start to try to stick up for you, but the problem is this shows up on your record and insurance gets involved. And also, anytime you have to renew your license, you get points against you on your license, they will do things. And this could get really nasty. And the problem with this is not only are they shutting down the town, but these guys are not delivering any goods right now, which means there's going to be more shortages. And of course, the issue is if they don't get vaccinated, they can't work. It won't matter. And there's going to be shortages anyway. Now, of course, Trudeau now has COVID, even though he's been triple vaxxed. Always wears a mask, supposedly. And he does all these precautions and tells everybody how to live, right? He never does anything that's, you know, he shouldn't. I'm sure he abides by all the COVID rules to the letter in his little commie state up there. So it's rather rich and ironic that he would, you know, come down with, probably has Omicron, I would assume. Omicron spreading like wildfire, and the booster, well, two shots aren't going to do it, so you need to get boosted. So his little speech he gave was, well, you know, I got COVID, so make sure you get boosted. Okay. It's kind of like saying, I got bit by a shark, so make sure you go swimming. It's not quite the same, but it's kind of has the same kind of ring to it to me. I don't know. It just seems that way to me. I guess I'm just nuts. So anyway, this whole thing is just, it's just, you know, of course it's gotten out of hand as usual, still out of hand. It's always been out of hand. But these people are just absolutely off their rockers. And good for the truckers. I was listening to a thing this morning where some lady was on a loudspeaker and she was talking, and then she started singing the Canadian national anthem. I have to say it touched me rather deeply when all these guys started joining. And what amazes me is, you know, how many, it reminds me of the earlier days, a couple years ago, when the BLM movement was happening and they were marching down the street and they would just randomly, just spontaneously break out in the national anthem. And they would sing patriotic songs and their love of the country, their desire to see freedom and people in liberty and individuals set free. And they would just break out in song, singing the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, no, that's right, that's racist. They couldn't, there wasn't that. They would just talk about how they love this country, and they would drape flags over statues. Now, today, I guess, on Mika, Joe and Mika, Morning Joe, whatever it is, they're married, by the way. Joe used to call himself a Republican. Now he's denounced Republicans now, finally. He just couldn't be a Republican anymore. Now he's because he was supposed to be the Republican on the show that, you know, put up the Republican talking points. Now he's Democrat. Couldn't stand it anymore when Trump was in office. So now he's just a Democrat, which he always was. Don't tell me he changed his mind. They were on the show, and apparently they were talking about how they were desecrating statues and national monuments. The truckers were. And they had this other thing where they were taking food from homeless people, because these people are just so horrible. And they have Nazi flags, and they're all a bunch of racists. This is really getting old, folks. And then, of course, you find out what actually happened here. Is that, and this is the most pathetic thing. I think we're going to find out more of this stuff is always staged. It's all this racist stuff is always staged. But they find out that somebody knew somebody. They brought a flag out there, draped it over a truck, took a picture, and then they ran off. This is the kind of stuff. And then the desecration of these monuments they're talking about, they're taking the Canadian flag and wrapping it around some of these monuments. That's desecration of a monument. You know, it's like these prisoners, these January 6th insurrectionists who were trying to take over the government. Now you have to remember how the Democrats and the leftists and the radicals define government. They don't see government for, of, and by the people. They see government as the people on Capitol Hill. Those are the government. That's the government there. We aren't the government. They're the government. We have to abide by what they tell us, because they're the government. They don't see it the way we see it out here. This is a government that is for, of, and by the people. They're just called to represent. We just elect them to represent us. and to protect our individual rights, not to find ways around them. And yet that is when they think of the government, or when they think of the temple of democracy, when they talk about the temple of democracy over there in Capitol Hill, this shrine to our democracy. Our democracy lives in the heart of the people of this country. And it's not even really a democracy. The word democracy doesn't appear in our documents. It's a republic, that we use a democratic process to use to regulate that democracy, to that republic, there's a word in there somewhere. I don't know where it's at. Yeah, I'll let you find it. Your eyes are probably better than mine anyway. It's kind of dark in here. So this is the kind of thing that we hear now. They just like to redefine history anyway. And this is Whoopi Goldberg, I guess, yesterday or day before, tried to get away with this idea that the Holocaust was not about race. It was about man's inequality, or man's what is it? Man's something to man. It's inhumanity to man. So this is Whoopi's thing. You see, when you talk about race, they only see their race as being the other race. When a black person, it's black and white. There's no other races. Hasidic people aren't racist or aren't racist. They're not a race. Semitic people aren't a race. I guess Asians wouldn't be a race either, then, Whoopi. It's either white or black. It's the only two races there are, which is not even true. That in and of itself is such a phony statement. It's not even funny. It just shows her ignorance, I think, once again, to say what she said. Then she came out and said, well, you know, I support the Jewish people and I've always supported. What have you done, Whoopi? What have you done throughout your life? What have you done to show support for the, other than name yourself Goldberg, and you don't even know what, that's not your real name. I think it was Karen something, or Karen Johnson, or whatever her name was. I don't know what it was. Her name wasn't Whoopi Goldberg. She wasn't born Whoopi Goldberg. She changed her name for her stage name, her comedian name, back when she was trying to be funny. Now she doesn't even try. So that's what's been happening in the world. And I was listening to a report by Dr. John Campbell again. Interesting stuff. His report basically was showing that there's a really solid decline now of COVID nationwide in the U.S., which is... This is the beginning. When they see this, it's about a five. Every time there's been a spike, and it doesn't matter which variant it has been. Every time there's been a spike, there ends up being a plateau in a nation or a country in a particular border area. and typically this ends up being what ends up happening is you get this 5% drop off, a solid 5%. It doesn't, you know, the time changes in terms of how much time it takes to do that drop. But it's always this 5% drop that it kind of slopes down. It becomes a solid 5% lower than the peak cases were, and then the rapid drop begins on a nationwide level. Now there will still be hotspots. There will still be areas that are increasing. But the point is that there's this nationwide overall drop. And it's a pretty steady drop, typically. There's a few slopes in there, a couple little landing points where there's, you know, some spikes in some other areas that cause it, especially as it gets lower and lower. And we are at that peak point now where now this was yesterday, we had the 5% drop. Over the next couple of days, we will see more of that. By the middle of February, we will see significantly lower cases. Hospitals are not going to be full again. There are going to be very few people in the hospitals in 2 weeks. By the end of February, I believe that we will, for the most part, I think we're going to see basically the end of this thing in our country. And of course, I guarantee you, the Democrats are going to step in and take credit for it. And they're going to still be pushing vaccines, in my opinion. I think they have a plan for this vaccine push. I don't know that they're going to get away with it much longer. Even the sentiment among those who've been vaccinated, who've had one or two jabs, is not terribly thrilling anymore for them. They're a little bit tired of this. And yet there is still a push to vaccinate children below 5 years old. They're still pushing for that. The CDC is saying, no, it's not going to happen anytime soon. Fauci is saying it will. And if you know anything about Fauci, he tends to get his way. Because the man is a... I'll let you fill in the blank on that one. What kind of person he is. Yeah. The man should be in prison, at the very least. He should be on trial for many different things. Yeah. Just my opinion. By the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a life coach. I'm not really, any kind of advisor in any capacity. I'm just a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions. What you do with those is your business. That is my disclaimer. So, as we move forward now, I guess the question is, how do we move forward? It's even a better question, for that matter, from this point. Since it is Tuesday and our week is rapidly becoming midpoint here by tomorrow, we shall see how this month works itself out. This is the first day of February 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I plan to have another show tomorrow afternoon, probably a little bit earlier in the day. I do have some other work I need to get done today. I'm going to try to get that done right away. And then I'm going to head out for some food. I need to get some food because my belly is complaining. So that needs to happen soon. Once again, folks, thank you for listening, subscribing, for sharing this podcast, if you do. If nothing else, if you just download it and delete it, that actually helps me out. Downloads actually help to promote the podcast, and the promotion of the podcast tends to encourage me. I mean, you know, listeners and downloads, it tends to encourage me to do a better show. So if you want me to do a better show, continue to. I don't know, share it, like it, subscribe, download it, whatever you're going to do. And the show will get better, probably, maybe. I don't know. No promises. But you know, it could. It might. You never know. 50-50 chance. Either will or it won't. And so you get that going for you. Once again, folks, thanks for listening. God bless. We'll continue to pray for each other, pray for our nation, pray for our leaders. And we will continue to move forward. God hasn't given up on the United States of America. And I don't think we should either. So we will continue to stand with each other, stand shoulder to shoulder, and follow our God into the spiritual battle that we are in. Once again, thanks folks for listening. God bless. Have a great night.